Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about Labor Day. You know, it's been around since 1894, when Grover Cleveland signed it into law 6 days after the end of the Pullman strike, during which federal troops killed about 30 strikers. So Labor Day was kind of makeup sex between the government and the American worker. Flowers and candy, anyhow. The first Monday of September was picked to bridge the long holiday gap between the 4th of July and Thanksgiving. And for 120 years, it's always been sort of the red-headed stepchild of holidays. Something to show off to Child Protective Services. Look, we gave you a whole day, now give it a rest, would you? What do you want, cake? And because of its placement in the calendar, not so much a jubilation as it is a seasonal signal flag. Here lies the tired, dried-up body of summer. Time to roll up the wading pool and pull down the snow shovel. The lazy days are over and school and football are ready to kick off. A final chance to party in the long light. Meanwhile, the meaning of what we're commemorating has kind of gotten lost in the last blast of beer, baseball, and barbecue. Labor Day is supposed to be the day we set aside to celebrate our workers. One single day off, so the real heroes that make this country great can hang with their families and friends before squaring their shoulders and getting back to the job of earning a living and carving out a future. One day to catch our breath and celebrate the ordinary working folk of America, the pistons that keep the gears of this country pumping strong. And no need to bring any gifts, although that whole flowers and candy thing is never a bad idea.